Good morning. A comfortable and crisp start to the day across interior New York and New England, with high pressure and control pushing that front that was around yesterday morning off to the eastern seaboard. Drier air building in means some sunshine across most of the area this morning and into the afternoon hours, although closer to the front in parts of New England will have more in the way of cloudy skies. As we track the front down to the mid-Atlantic region, we pick up a wave of low pressure, which will be riding up and along the front over the next 24 to 36 hours. This will keep mostly cloudy skies in place east of the Hudson River Valley and over into New England, and perhaps even the risk of a shower across parts of New England as we go through the day today and into the night tonight. The rest of the region will be dry with more abundant sunshine as we head north into the Adirondacks and westbound into the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Temperatures will be variable as well. Under the cloud cover will be in the lower 70s, and where there's more sunshine, middle to upper 70s should do it for afternoon highs today. Again, under the clouds tonight, along the coast, temperatures will be in the middle to upper 50s for overnight lows, as other readings will go back down into the upper 40s and lower 50s under a clear to partly cloudy sky. The same high pressure center will keep it dry over most of the region tomorrow. But again, along that front and with the wave of low pressure, there is a risk of a shower over into New England during Friday afternoon, as temperatures top out in the upper 70s to around 80 on average. As that coastal system tracks into the Canadian Maritimes, the door will be open for a trough to build in through the Great Lakes. Out ahead of the trough, it should stay dry through the day on Saturday, with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll be back into the lower to mid-80s with a touch more humidity. As the trough draws closer on Sunday, we'll have more clouds than sun and increasing chances for showers and thunderstorms. Highs on Sunday will be around 80. As we head into the early stages of next week, high pressure will take over once again with a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, lower 80s, and will introduce another front and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm by Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has highlighted two areas of slight risk for portions of the upper Midwest and the central and southern plains where severe weather is expected to develop today. Primary threats will be damaging winds and large hail, which could occur during the afternoon and evening hours. Heavy rainfall could also lead to flash flooding in the southern plains. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Dorian. At 5 a.m., the center of Tropical Storm Dorian was located 700 miles west of the Cape Verde Islands and is moving toward the west-northwest near 17 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue during the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are now near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Iwo Jima, Japan at 3 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Hof, Germany at 11:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 95 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 46 degrees. Wind out of the southwest at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 40 degrees. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly clear skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 47, 80% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a scattered shower in the mid-70s, Boston cloudy with a chance of showers in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 67, that's 5 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 4.93 inches for the month, which is 1.74 inches above normal, and 28.35 inches for the year, which is 6.59 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 97, set in 1963, and the record low, 46, in 1953. Sunrise this morning was at 5:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:23 p.m. 14 hours, 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and comfortable today with highs in the 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with the risk of a shower and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy tonight with the chance of a shower and lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and comfortable today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with the risk of a shower and highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy tonight, still the chance of a shower and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and comfortable today with highs in the middle 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a bit warmer, still low humidity, more clouds in New England, highs around 80. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, lower 80s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with highs right around 80. And a mix of sun and clouds for Monday and Tuesday with highs back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.